Prologue. One evening towards the end of summer, Jack strolled down the path to the bottom of his garden, pushing through the heavy vegetation that crowded in on either side. The air was thick with pollen and heat, and bees buzzed drunkenly around him. He rested his elbows on the gate and leaned his weight against it, feeling his pruning clippers push into his hip. He lit his pipe, narrowing his eyes against the smoke, which he blew around him in an effort to drive off the midges that now appeared in the twilight. Beyond the gate, a stream trickled by, and here the air was cooler. It smelt earthy and damp. He could feel its sharpness on the back of his throat. Jack's knees and lower back ached. He'd spent too long in the garden, and he was too old to cope with it as he used to. He rubbed his cheek and felt the stubble. He could almost feel the gray in it, as if it were coarser than in his youth. The silence was disturbed only by the stream and the wind easing through the trees. He breathed deeply, savoring the cool and the smoke. Shadows slanting through the trees cast the banks into darkness so that he could no longer easily distinguish between the trees, the banks, the rocks, or the stream. He started singing an old folk tune, and as he did, saw something stir at the foot of the gnarled yew tree across the stream. Were his eyes playing tricks on him? It looked as if a figure was moving, as if someone was stirring from a long, deep sleep. Maybe what looked like long limbs were in fact tree roots thrown into relief by the shadows, and what looked like a face was a knot in the trunk. But then the figure moved again, and legs and arms became distinct. With a jolt, he realized he was looking into two unblinking eyes, fixed upon him with an unexpected intensity. Jack's singing faltered, and he blinked rapidly, several times. The figure moved its head as if it were a snake, its eyes glittering before blinking languorously. It rose in one swift movement and became a man. No, not a man, but something that looked like a man, tall and slim with the grace of wind through tall grass or water over stones. He was dressed in shades of green, and a long cloak fell from his shoulders, almost to his feet, shimmering like a low mist. And Jack knew what it must be, and that all of the stories from his childhood were true.